After a slow start, bounces went your way in the second period. Can you just get your overall thoughts on the game?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I thought we had a really slow start and picked up a little bit in the midway through the first. But you're right, we had some good bounces tonight, which, you know, sometimes, some nights, you have to take those bounces. And they scored a couple goals in their own nets, and we'll take that. Our power play has been struggling this year, and it was nice for them to, for a little confidence boots here to get three goals here tonight.
And several times during the year, you've mentioned about the impact of the crowd that it has here at Place Belle. Do you think it had an impact on the start of the game and the quick 2-0 lead that Providence took?
Yeah, you know, this building's great. The fans are always backing us, and it's a very loud building, and it's a fun place to be in. So when you don't have a crowd, it changes a few things. You know, maybe that was why we're a slow start, but the players will have to get used to it. If we have to play in this environment, it is what it is, and our job is to get the team ready as coaches. And you know, it doesn't matter if it's COVID or not; you have to be ready.
And the line of Harvey Pinard, Vedemo, and Belzil—they've had success lately. Like, what do you think has brought them success?
Hard work. I think those three guys compete hard. They're on pucks. And they play. They don't cheat. They play well defensively. And if you play well defensively, the offense will come. And that line is doing exactly what they should do.
And the team's traveling tonight to Syracuse. And we know with what's going on, not only in the AHL, NHL, in all of pro sports and the world. Like, any concerns with playing tomorrow's game?
Yeah, obviously there's always concern, you know, when there's COVID around and stuff like that. But like I said, this game is on the calendar. It says that we're going to Syracuse, and as of now, we are going, and that's it. We'll see what happens.
Any extra precautions or anything taken by the team?
Just make sure everybody wears a mask on the bus. Wear your mask everywhere, and so obviously we get tested all the time because we cross the border and back. So not much more we can do.